Poll, 80% of Venezuelans want Trump to stop supporting Guaido. By Francis Martel on July 22, 2020. A poll published Tuesday revealed that nearly 80% of Venezuelans believe President Donald Trump should stop supporting Juan Guaido, the legitimate president of the country, after nearly 2 years of failing to exercise his power. Guaido became president of Venezuela in January 2019 after socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro's last term expired. The National Assembly, the federal legislature, has the power to appoint an interim president when the incumbent fails to vacate or a rupture in the democratic order occurs, according to the Venezuelan constitution. Guaido was president of the National Assembly when lawmakers chose him. Maduro has failed to vacate the presidential palace and retains control of the Venezuelan armed forces, meaning Guaido has almost entirely failed to act on his status as president, outside of appointing ambassadors to countries that recognize his legitimacy. The new poll, published this week by survey company MegAnalysis, seems to indicate exhaustion and a lack of faith that Guaido has used the tremendous goodwill he has built up in the West due to his legal status as president to actually free Venezuela of its socialist regime. Until early 2020, Guaido was a member of the Popular Will Party, also a socialist organization and a full member of the Socialist International. The Socialist International has routinely condemned Maduro's United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, for not fulfilling what it deems to be the social responsibilities of government. In its latest survey, taken from July 10 to July 15 nationwide, MegAnalysis asked respondents if they believe that President Trump, one of the first world leaders to recognize Guaido as president, should stop supporting him and support another politician. Of those asked, 78.8% replied Trump should do so. Only 11% of respondents, or about 1 in 10, said that Trump should continue supporting Guaido, while about the same amount said they did not know. Asked more directly about Guaido's character, 83.1% of respondents said yes to the question, "Do you think Guaido is a weak politician?" while only 5% said no. The extremely negative responses towards Guaido did not appear to mean that Venezuelans were supportive of Maduro, under whose leadership the decline begun by late dictator Hugo Chavez became much more rapid and acute. The survey also asked Venezuelans if they believed that Maduro satisfied the needs of Venezuelans. About 70% answered no, while only 15% said yes. A similarly overwhelming majority, 69.3%, said they did not trust Maduro's creation of a new National Electoral Commission to oversee elections during the pandemic, led by judicial authorities responsible for repressing anti-socialist dissidents and at least one Holocaust denier. Maduro has presided over at least 5 elections international observers have deemed fraudulent since the former bus driver took over for Chavez. Guaido received significant support from the Venezuelan people for much of early 2019, following his ascent to the presidency. Much of the attitude in the country towards him changed after he announced on April 30, 2019, that he had convinced the leaders of the armed forces to follow his lead, not Maduro's, and called for civilians to take the streets against Maduro's forces. Maduro appeared on television the next day stating that his military leaders had done nothing of the sort and that he would violently repress any protest activity. Though Guaido appealed continuously to civilians, Maduro appearing on television with his top military leaders and a lack of coherent plan to remove them on Guaido's part resulted in Venezuelans losing hope in the endeavor. Ultimately, Guaido apparently failed to attract the support of any Venezuelan soldiers, save for a small number who defected to Colombia and orchestrated a failed attack on Maduro 2 months ago. Throughout his tenure, while leading publicity events like the April 2019 takeover, Guaido has treated the Maduro regime as a legitimate negotiation partner, coming to the table with seemingly arbitrary intermediaries like the nations of Norway and Sweden to attempt to make humanitarian agreements with Maduro. The talks resulted in an agreement in June with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, a subsidiary of the World Health Organization, WHO, to allow Chinese coronavirus aid into the country. It is unclear at press time if any of that aid has arrived. Prior polls from MegAnalysis this year revealed disillusion with Guaido. In May, nearly 90% of respondents told the pollster that Guaido was not capable of governing the country, 80% said Guaido's opposition had no credibility. Perhaps the impetus behind this month's responses. 86% said that Guaido had squandered the resources offered to him by President Trump. Trump's last large gesture of support to Guaido occurred in February, when he attended Trump's State of the Union address as a special guest. Trump acknowledged him from the podium and vowed to support a free, non-socialist Venezuela. While supporting Guaido is also the default position of accepting the legitimacy of the Venezuelan constitution, Trump's overtures towards Guaido were largely the product of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's strategy. After his removal from the position in September, Trump stated, "I disagreed with John Bolton on his attitudes on Venezuela. I thought he was way out of line, and I think I've proven to be right," without elaborating. In his recently released tell-all book, Bolton complained that Trump specifically lacked trust in Guaido. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.